If you want to get your dog in, what do you do?
Well, sometimes you might whistle at him and he come, or call him by name and he come.
Now, if this dog is, let's say he's not pedigreed or anything, you don't know his ancestry at all, you'd say, this dog isn't a pedigreed dog, he's just a...
mongrel.
And if someone had been out playing with a dog and came in with tooth marks on his arm, you'd say he'd been...
bitten.
If you're wearing a red shirt and walking across a field with cattle in it, what do you have to be careful of?
Of the bull.
When you were a boy, was this term used in mixed company?
Oh, yes.
You know, in some parts of the country, that's a taboo word.
Yes.
And one fellow got thrown out of the house for asking this term on one of these interviews. He was talking to a little old lady.
Oh, yeah.
And her son just got irate. The man was insulting his mother.
Well, now, Teddy, talk about that. Nowadays, there's lots of stuff that they talk out in public that they did 20 years
That's
ago.
That's true.
40 years ago.
Yes, or 40 years ago.
60 years ago.
Well, I was a little reluctant to ask about the outdoor toilet.
Well, but you still have to do anything, but...
Let's see, with the bowl you might find a...
hammer?
Let's see, when she gets a little bit older you might just say, oh, that's just an old...
cow.
And let's see, the cow with her offspring, the offspring would be called a...
calf.
And, let's say, before the calf is born, you say the cow, I think, is going to
have a calf.
Any particular word that you used for a calf without a mother?
Well, I don't know of any, no.
Let's see, we mentioned a bull. With a horse, that would be a...
colt, or a mare.
Mare, and the male would be the...
stallion.
Any other terms?
Well, sometimes they say stud horse.
And let's see, a horse that isn't broken to the saddle yet.
He's a bronco.
And how about these ponies with great big spots?
You mean a palomino? No, they wouldn't be a palomino. They're, I know what you're talking about. Bank ponies.
How about the small jackass? The tiny type. Have any of those around here?
I don't think so.
What are they called, though? He wants to know.
No. He wanted to know if there was any around here.
Yes, but what would they be called if...
well,
that's
all I ever heard him called. The female might be called a Jenny.
Uh-huh. I got my introduction... it wasn't my introduction. The first time I got to ride a horse, I fell off. Well, I had a buddy who was boarding a little jackass for some friends. He had a whole lot of grass around his house. We'd get that thing out and ride him. Well, I was a real horseman. I fell off the front, the back. But it was
now,
a lot of fun.
You're not talking about a burrow, are you?
Yeah, I guess that would be it.
Yeah, that's a burrow.
Let's see, did you use any special term for herd of saddle horses?
No, I don't think so.
I think I'll probably find these terms down in the Southwest.
I would judge so, yes.
Probably Bermuda from Colorado around here. Were you around horses much as a boy?
No,
horses?
Just what we had here at home for them to deliver with.
Did you ride much?